865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville. Eh.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody on the MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Talk sports. Talk sports, ay. Talk sports, give you what you ask for. Talk sports, ay. Talk sports. Talk sports, give you what you ask for, ay.
Hour 3 of the program is just like the WKGN app. It is powered to the people by Hops and Hollers, 937 North Central Street. It is Monday. That means it's bingo night. Come join us, 7:30, 9:30, to win prizes. The grand prize will be a club membership. You want to sign up and join the club at Hops and Hollers for 2018. You get free gear. You get discounts on your beverages. Only $50 for the entire year. Come out to Hops and Hollers, 937 North Central Street, a craft beer store, 32 on tap, 20 from the state of Tennessee, and then hundreds in the old beer cooler. Monday Night Football tonight. Patriots heading to the Dolphins. Any interest at all in Patriots at Dolphins? I don't think I'm going to watch 1 minute of it.
No, probably not.
No interest. Not going to watch. I'll watch 2 minutes of it.
I'll watch it because it's on. But
now, see that the NFL doesn't get me like that anymore. I told you about that stat correction that knocked me out of my fantasy playoffs. Hmm. By the way, my team would have scored 170 points and been way far ahead of my opponent this weekend, so that's great. I'm glad that the Rams got an extra sack last week to knock me out, as I had the best team. And Antonio Brown last night rubbing it in my face, going for 11 catches, 216 yards. Yeah, thanks a lot, Antonio.
Yeah, my team got penetrated too. It was awful.
And then in the one league I did make the playoffs, I'm on a bye, so I didn't have any fantasy football interest this weekend. Tonight. Obviously, no Patriots, no Dolphins, don't care about them. It's an 11-point spread. Like, you can't even really bet on this game. Like, you got to listen to John Gruden sit up there and run his mouth.
Yeah, he's annoying now.
Yeah, I'm so, God, I hate John Gruden.
I'm so glad that the Tennessee fans have all just turned on him now. He deserves it. He's an egomaniacal, egotistical, just – he's annoying.
He's a jerk.
I hate him.
He's a jerk.
Everybody hates
him. He's a stupid jerk.
Unless he was our coach, and then, you know, he'd be awesome.
If the Titans give him a call, maybe I'll listen.
But he's really annoying right now. I don't even want to hear his voice.
Him over the weekend. I can't control all the reports coming out. John, yeah, you can. You know how you do it? Hey, I'm not interested in the Tennessee job. I don't want to coach college.
It's a simple statement.
Like, it's not hard to control the narrative, John. You can't control all the reports coming out. Yeah, you can. It's called making a statement. It's called not going on radio in Seattle and saying, oh, I love that Rocky Top, the night after you supposedly had a big power booster meeting. And everyone was ready for Charlie to whip the hog out. All you had to do was say, yeah, I'm not interested in Tennessee. Mike and Mike asked you about the Tennessee job. All you had to do is say, hey, I'm not coming, like you did in 2012.
And then last week on Monday Night Football, oh, John, you know, if you just, like Sean McDonough, kind of sounds like God. You know, John, if you had just maybe entertained Tennessee when they called you.
Yeah, make a statement then.
Could have really saved them then.
Yeah, make a statement then. Say, hey, yeah, not interested. Thanks a lot, Sean. Like, that's made me so mad reading that headline over the weekend. You can't control the report? Yeah. Yeah, you can. Cody, make up a report about me. Make one up about me. Let's try something here.
Local radio host John Reed arrested for spying on women in bathroom in Knoxville supermarket. through a peephole, voyeur. John Reed, local radio. Okay, all right, you ready? Local radio host John Reed allegedly spies on women through peephole in women's bathroom at local Target. That's a long headline. All right, your turn. Now respond. Do you want a different storyline, or you don't know how to respond to this?
I can't control the reports that are coming out about me.
Local radio host John Reed allegedly runs over kid on bicycle, doesn't stop.
I would just like to say that I did not run over any children, and I would, if I did, I would always stop. But I didn't run over any children. I look both ways. When I'm in neighborhoods, when I'm near schools, no texting while driving. Only time I text while driving is on the interstate. There would be no children on the interstate, so there's just no way I ever would ever run over a kid.
Local radio host John Reed runs over kids stepping off of airplane at Knoxville Airport while on car chase.
That might have happened.
See? Yeah.
That might have happened because we were busy looking at the phone. Like, who knows?
I remember a little bump.
But I can't. Oh. You can't control the reports. You can't control them, John. You definitely don't stroke them. Like, that'd be like me riding around. Here. Let's try this again. Do the one about the kid again.
Okay. The first one or the?
No, not the one about the bathrooms. The kid.
Local radio host John Reed allegedly runs over kid on bicycle, doesn't stop.
Okay, now you say that. Now here's me going in schools, going near playgrounds, driving really fast, taking pictures of myself, not paying attention while texting while driving, just, you know, playing into the stories. Did John Reed run over the kid?
Did I do it?
I don't know, but here he is looking really reckless near the park.
Just taking a selfie at the playground with a kid on a bicycle in the background.
Yeah.
I going to run him over next?
Yeah. That's what Gruden did. All coaching search. He played with us. He fanned the reports. Don't say you can't control them. It's pretty easy. I am not interested in the head coaching job at the University of Tennessee.
Boom. Simple.
Report controlled.
Done.
What's that, Jason Lacanoforia? Bon Jovi's buying the Titans? Ha!
To be fair, though, we would have all said, well, yeah, but Nick Saban said he wasn't going to Alabama either.
No.
I think a lot of us would have.
No.
We got really into the groomers.
If he, whenever he came out in 2012 and said, I don't want the job, it was over. So we moved on to Charlie Strong. Could have done that pretty easily. He's not oblivious. He comes to Knoxville. Right?
Yeah.
Like he's been in Knoxville many times. He's not oblivious.
Oh, yeah. He's fully aware of what's going on.
He's got a kid that goes to school here. The kid approached, talked to many times about his dad coaching here. He knows the rumors. He knows what's happening. Don't say you can't report, you can't control the reports. Because that's dumb. So I'm not watching your stupid football game tonight. How's that sound? How's that sound? I'll be at Hops and Hollers just enjoying bingo, not watching Monday Night Football. That's what I'll be doing. Or I'll be hanging out at Target, sitting in the bathroom, the male's bathroom, doing I don't know what. Or driving really fast around parks today. Hide your kids. That's what I'll be doing instead of watching your stupid football game. let me tell you about Jay Cutler. Sean, he's a playmaker. This guy is tough as nails. I know a lot of people were mad that they gave him $10 million, but think about where the Dolphins would be without him. Yeah, messing the playoffs, John. The same place they are with him.
Local radio host John Reed hits kid on bicycle after leaving local Target. Where he was filming a voyeur scene. Is that how you say that? Voyeur? Or is it voyeur?
What are you talking voyeur? About? What is voyeur?
You know what voyeur is. It's like when you spy. There's a really good new documentary, by the way, on Netflix about this voyeur. This guy, like, he built this hotel, And, like, he had an observation deck, basically. You got to see this new documentary. He's basically
in a hotel?
Yeah, like, he owned the place. Oh, it's very creepy. Very creepy. And then he had, like, this feud with a journalist. I don't know. Somebody probably knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, you know what voyeurism is. It's where you
I really don't. I really have no clue.
You, like, spy on people. It's illegal. Pretty sure it's illegal. Ben, is voyeurism illegal? I think it should be.
I would say if you're spying on people, it's got to be illegal.
You spy on people against their will. It's like,
it's probably not illegal if you don't publicate it.
Are you, like, taping them?
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
But
you film someone undressing, something like that.
Well,
they don't know
you. Sexual in nature, I get.
Well, it's very sexual.
So
in
I can't just, like, sit here and hold a phone up and record you. That's not true. Well,
that's not voyeurism.
Like, if I'm sitting here recording you.
But if I was in the nude.
Right. Obviously, that makes it different. If you're sitting here naked, I can't put you on camera without you being willing. I'd have to blur your face out.
All right, here's the definition of voyeurism.
Neck down, I can show you.
The practice of gaining sexual pleasure from watching others when they are naked or engaged in sexual activity. It has another meaning that means the enjoyment from seeing the pain or distress of others.
Oh, my God. Where are you taking us? My voyeur comes up and says a civil servant whose work is connected to roads, waterways, or railways.
I don't think that's what it is.
And I'm thinking, like, the voyeur, like, there's, like, a search engine or there's, like, some type of, like, company, like, technology company. Voyeur. Isn't there a thing called that?
I don't think that's what I'm talking about, though. I think that's a different.
I feel like you have a whole different internet. I always feel like you're looking at something completely different than me.
Well,
your cookies. You need to clean out your cookies because your internet's taking you to weird places.
Well, that's the definition of what I'm talking about. Like, you would spy on someone against their will in the bathroom. Pretty sure it's an illegal act. I would need Ben to confirm it. He's good with literature.
I'm not the legal expert here. I think you need Davey.
I'm not the legal expert here.
Voyeur! No, there's like a whole company.
Well, that's a different.
Right?
That's a different thing.
I'll go home and read a legal textbook, come back tomorrow. And
voyeur. Yeah, what is that? Like a phone company or something?
Yeah, I think so. Voyeur International is an executive search consulting firm. Maybe that's it.
Well, they need to change their name. How's that spelled?
How's your spell?
V-O-Y-E-U-R. Voyeur. It's much different. Like if you go to...
Yeah. That was V-O-Y-E-R. And then it asked me, did you mean E-U-R?
Yeah, see, like, if you
and
go
I didn't
to
click yes, maybe I should have. Now I feel like you're getting me on the weird internet. I don't want to be at. Just take us to break, Ben. 865-546-8200. This has gone off the rails. Let's get it back on track. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Today's edition of How Are John and Cody Stupid? It's Voya. Many people tweet in, hey, idiots, Voya.
Voya.
Not voyeur. You know, that
big difference.
That was the one thing. And Ben, I need you to step your game up because that was the one thing I could always count on Boomer. Boomer knows things. Boomer would be like, oh, it's Voya. Yeah, you would have told me. You, on the other hand, Cody, you're just like, oh, I don't know.
I have no idea what
sometimes
it is.
I struggle with words. I make them up. I don't know what they mean. I'm like, hey, is this right?
I got a lot of thoughts circling around different places. I don't know where they're going
to
go.
And you're just as bad as I am when it comes to words. You're just like, I don't know. Sounds right. So,
boy, yeah. I knew it sounded like a commercial.
It's not your fault. You are who you are, and I accept you, and I love you. We're too similar while being a little bit too different, but... Ben, this is your fault.
Yeah, you got to be the research man, Ben.
All you're doing is sitting over there.
You sit around and read encyclopedias all day.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mr. Literature. I know everything. I'm a trivia champion.
Literature's my favorite sport.
I think you just said it yourself. My literature knowledge is based in trivia. I can pretty much pull quotes out of the air.
Yeah, where's the FOIA?
I don't know anything.
Pull out one
FOIA.
Of those damn encyclopedias.
Yeah, you're sitting here pushing buttons. Hey, newsflash, guys. Ben only has to push buttons when you call in or we go to commercial. It's not easy, it's not hard to pull your phone out and get to the bottom of it.
Dude, I Google stuff all the time. It's just by the time I get to it, you guys are typically usually
instead,
already there. You're on the computer. I'm on a phone.
Instead, we're comparing a respectable investment company to voyeurism.
Not on purpose.
You see where this ends up?
I did just recently start doing this, so I'm still trying to figure some things out.
That's better. That's better. How about you just come on here and apologize?
I will do better.
So is it an investment company or a phone company? I got both. I got somebody saying it's a phone company.
Know.
And then I got one person saying phone company, like six people saying financial company.
Tell you what, I'll do something. I'll do a Google search here. It is a financial company. Plan, invest, and protect. You see there, Ben, it takes 4 seconds. To find an answer.
The problem is, every time I get on the Safari on my phone, it pops up. Hey, do you want to join the internet? No, I don't want to join
the
internet.
Looks like the stock price.
Just turn your Wi-Fi off.
Looks like the stock.
I thought you were a millennial. You don't have to have the Wi-Fi on.
I don't want to use all my data all the time, but most of the time I just cancel out
the
network.
This is a pretty important thing to use your data for, wouldn't you say?
I'm not asking you to go. I'm not asking you to look up or download stuff for us. I'm asking you that while we're in the office, can you just connect to the Wi-Fi? Can you just go on the Wi-Fi? Because we offer that. You don't have to get on the regular one. You can get on the guest one if you want. Can you just get on the Wi-Fi? Can you do that?
I said I'll do better next time. That's on me. I'm sorry.
Instead, we sound stupid because we don't know what FOIA is.
All right. So I'm going to change. Then I have to change my title. I'll be research team as well.
Yes. Executive producer and executive research assistant.
Yeah.
Research assistant.
Yeah, because you assist
us. Or chief research officer.
No, he can't be the chief research officer until he earns that. Until now, you're the assistant. Mm. And you're the assistant producer. Because I come in on the weekend. I put in all the stuff. You just push the buttons.
I'm a text away. I live 5 minutes down the road.
I go party on the weekend, so I have stories to tell.
I send Cody a Snapchat, hey, in here getting this done. Hey, got this God rejoin done, because like I know you enjoy the God segment. Even though you never talk during the God segment, you just sit here and just giggle while God talks. But I know you enjoyed the last one, so here, I got you this rejoin. Got a surprise for you guys later. Like, I'm here doing work, and Cody's like, yeah, me too. Snaps me pictures of him partying. Ben, nowhere to be found.
Where was Ben all weekend?
No one snapped or texted me.
Buckethead tweets in, tell smart Napoleon Dynamite to step up and be a team player. I'm guessing you're the smart Napoleon Dynamite.
Scott. Why am I smart Napoleon Dynamite?
Because of your love for literature.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and your voice.
And I don't sound like Napoleon Dynamite.
And just your general demeanor.
I forgot the Ben voice.
Oh, look at me.
Look at me. I forgot how to do the Ben voice.
That's not what you guys did at all.
Yeah. Apparently, Voya's stock price is pretty good, by the way.
Should have invested.
We're probably helping it out right now.
They're trending upward on Wall Street, so that's good.
Shout out to Fox Sports Knox.
Need to get some local investors in here and advertise on the station. That way we can take Voya down. Take Voya down. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's grab Roger. Roger, buddy. Hope you had a good weekend. We did. What's up?
No, not much. Not much. I'm doing fine. I don't know.
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good.
Cool.
Y'all get on the
band?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're getting on Ben hard. Ben needs to step his game up.
He didn't mean to.
Yeah, he meant to, Roger. Ben is the Butch Jones of this radio show.
He said he did better than that. He said he did better than that time.
You know, Roger.
That's what he can do.
You're right about that. And if he would have opened it up by saying, hey, I'm sorry, I'll do better, we wouldn't have had to go through the list of things he messed up on. But at first, he tried to argue about it, right? He was kind of like Butch Jones making excuses. And instead, if he just would have said, I'm sorry, at the very beginning, I would have said, you know what? It's okay. Let's use this as a coaching moment. Instead, he tried to argue about it and tell me about his team's too young and they've never gotten on the plane. Tell your dog I said hi. Give your girl a rub on the belly for me.
You're funny, John.
You're funny. You're funny too.
I'm good, buddy. I'm just hanging out here, man.
That's good. That's what they can do, you know.
That's it. That's right.
That's what I asked y'all about the staff that he's hired. That's what I asked you. Cody and John, you think this staff is that's what I asked you. First thing, for a question I have for you about that is, you like the staff he hired so far? You like it?
Oh yeah, it's good staff so far, Roger. Great staff, SEC type of staff. It's the best staff we've had in, what, 7 years, 6 years?
Yeah, I'm impressed. I mean, all the guys he's bringing in are Southeastern-based guys.
This staff gets me really excited, Roger. This is something you can get pumped up for. They're going to recruit. They're going to coach. This is a great coaching staff.
And even the guys even the guys you don't even know about, like the operations dude they brought in from Troy.
Winner. He's a winner.
Some random dude messaged me on Facebook. He's like, hey, I want you to know this guy's really, really good.
That's right.
I don't even know who the guy is.
Got a bunch of good coaches, Roger. Great coaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give me kind of my next question is, I thought you said how good are they though? For sure. You know how good they are though.
Yeah, I mean they've all got some superstars on their resume. I think they're going to take it to a new level here in Knoxville. New level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. New level.
Wow. You think John could recruit well too?
They're going to recruit great. We're going to have a top 10 class. Roger, appreciate the phone call. Give your dog a rub for me. See you later, buddy.
Sure. Good day.
You too.
See you, Roger.
865-546-8200. This coaching staff, let me tell you, they're going to do great things here in Knoxville.
I do like the fact that they're Southeast based, like basically everybody.
Bring it on.
Other than, I guess, Helton.
Yeah. Hey, coach at Western Kentucky. That's close enough.
That's kind of the South.
Kentucky.
Sorta.
Yeah. The Troy guy? Yeah, he's in the South. Who cares? Same thing.
Yeah, that Troy guy, like, I forgot what his name was, but I don't know, hearing good things about him. And then the GM, Austin Thomas, you think if he comes to Tennessee, a lot of people are excited about him. I guess, like, college football only has, what, two GMs? LSU has one, and I know one other program has one.
Yeah, I was told we would kind of get an answer on him by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some NCAA stuff. I don't know. I didn't know over the weekend if the Troy edition, old buddy from Troy, I didn't know if that was kind of taking Austin Thomas's spot because he was doing like some recruiting stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, the Troy guy is an operations guy.
Okay.
I guess. I got this message from some dude.
He's got to be credible.
Yeah, just some dude. He was telling me about, he said there's no question in my mind that he and his staff will turn around the program. This is a guy who says he owns and operates a radio station in Foley, Alabama, where Todd Watson coached for 10 years.
Who the hell is Tom Watson?
That's the guy from Troy.
That's Troy guy. Okay.
That's the operation.
Sorry, Coach Watson. Love you. Great staff. Great addition to the staff. You're going to do big things here.
This is the guy who, he was a high school coach for years at that place in Foley. This guy just told me he's extremely organized and focused coach and a first-class person. I don't know. Sounds like some guy who probably knows him personally. I don't know much else about it. Said he hates to lose him from Troy. I don't know. Says he's a great guy. Very organized. Very focused. And, yeah. So this is just, I don't know. That's all I got.
Take us to break, Napoleon. Go back to the phone lines. We get around. We're going to go down to Tallahassee and grab Corey. Corey, what's up, man? Thanks for joining the show. The floor is yours.
Hey, what's up, man? I was just listening to Roger's call, and it sounded like there's a lot of hype going on with our new coach. I just have a question of what do you think for next year? Will that hype change? I'm looking at our schedule, and we got a rough four games.
Yeah.
And we go to Florida, or we're at home in Florida, go to Georgia, Auburn, Alabama. If we drop all four of those, do you think the hype will change, or is next year just a wash? We got to get it together. What are you thinking?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get better than 7-5 next year, and it's going to be, quite frankly, tough to get to 7-5 next year. I don't think people are expecting better than that in year one. Is that fair to say? Like, to me, I'm not – I'll judge Jeremy Pruitt in-game decisions type of things. Like, it's kind of like with me with Butch Jones year one. I didn't judge him on his win-loss record. I kind of judged him on, like, in-game decisions and, like, how he handles certain situations and how he handles media and if players feel like they're getting better. And I think year two, like, it's fair to kind of start going, okay, now you need to win 8 games type of thing. And then year three, more than that. But as far as next year goes, like, I don't want to see him get lit up by West Virginia week one. That would be kind of demoralizing. But I expect to see the players here get better. I expect to see a lot of players play better, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and hopefully, quite frankly, on offense. Like, but wins, losses, I'm not ready to put a number on that just yet. That's just how I am. Cody?
Agree, yeah, I agree. I agree with that for the most part. I want to see a football team. You know, a better team, a team that you're not embarrassed to watch, a team that is better than Kentucky and Vanderbilt and the bottom feeders of the SEC. If he goes 6-6, that's fine. I think a bowl game in year one would be pretty good. A lot of great coaches go 7-6 or 8-5 their first year.
Kirby Smart's going to make this transition easier for him in year one, but tougher on him in year two. Does that make sense? Like, Kirby going 7-5 year one, losing to Vandy, like, people will point to that and say, you know, kind of relax. But in year two, they will expect a bigger jump. Maybe not to the playoff because, you know, Kirby Smart took over for Mark Richt, who didn't, you know, let the program slip too far compared to Butch Jones at 4-8. But year two, you'll see people start saying, okay, 8 or 9 wins.
Right. I would agree. I think we could be a little different because it seems like we have a football coach now. You know, with Butch, we didn't have that. So if he loses 4, I think he could bounce back against South Carolina and then in the end of our stint. But I can't see him losing 4. I think we'll win at least one of those because we have an actual football coach, it seems like, now. Who's excited to be here and wants us to win. Thanks, guys. You're doing great.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the phone call. Cody, I see you just retweeting the AP poll. Tennessee comes out. Where's Tennessee ranked?
Tennessee is number 20 in the latest AP poll.
Hey, that's top 20, right?
Number 20 in the country, and even cooler than that, number one is
in
Villanova.
Oh.
And that's Tennessee's only loss. Only loss is to the number one team in the country.
Why are we number 20? Just because, like, are they so caught up in their preseason expectations? Like, I'm serious. Like, Purdue is a pretty good win.
Oh, you think Tennessee should be higher
than 20?
Yeah.
I'm just asking, like, if you've beaten everybody on your schedule except the number one team in the country, you can't tell me that you're not being affected by the preseason rankings. And look, it doesn't matter. We all know, like, RPI is what matters. And right now, Tennessee's is healthy. Tennessee's going to make the tournament. Right now, I think everyone would say, yeah, they're making the tournament. But still, like, I just really hate these preseason rankings, I think, is the bigger story here.
Yeah. Well, it seems they're starting to figure it out on Tennessee. Florida, by the way, Florida drops all the way to number 22. I had forgotten that they had that couple of really bad losses. So
Florida's still a good team. I think they'll be even better, you know, when it comes to SEC play. That was a good gutsy win by them on Saturday against Cincinnati. How about the Fighting Hurleys? Arizona State all the way up to number 5. Knock off Kansas. Miami doing pretty good, healthy in both sports, football. Back, basketball, number 6 in the country. Our opponent on Saturday, North Carolina, comes in at number 7. Mm-hmm. So you get a top 20 versus a top 10 matchup. That'll be fun. Like I said, I expect Tennessee, you know, Roberto said 4.5. I kind of think Tennessee's going to be favored in this game by a point. I could see North Carolina being a 2-point favorite, but I would be shocked if Carolina was bigger than a 2-point favorite in this game.
If Tennessee beats North Carolina next week, they'll be – wait, fringe top 10, you think?
Obviously, it depends on, like, the rest of what happens. But, you know, you can no longer have, and quite frankly, I don't think you should have it now, like, Purdue ranked ahead of Tennessee? How is Purdue ranked ahead of Tennessee at this point? Tennessee beat Purdue. Tennessee has one less loss than Purdue.
Purdue has a win over Louisville, I know. Is Louisville good this year?
I don't know. Rick Pitino's gone.
Yeah, I don't even think Louisville's any good this year. No, they're not even ranked. So, I don't know. I think if Tennessee beats North Carolina, though.
The media taking a stance against Louisville. We're not going to rank you in our top 25 anymore. You guys saw prostitutes.
I mean, the only two SEC teams ahead of Tennessee, Kentucky's at 8, A&M's at 9. If Tennessee beats North Carolina, they've got far and above a better resume than either of those teams.
Yeah.
Just based on, you know, you take, like you said, take the preseason expectations out of it.
Yeah.
Resume alone, Tennessee's pretty damn good.
You pick Tennessee to finish 13th in the SEC. Like, don't penalize them for you being so dumb.
Exactly. Tennessee should be, if they beat North Carolina, they should be in the top 10. That's what I'm saying.
I haven't watched enough of the rest of the league to know it for sure, but it feels through 8 games, Grant Williams will be a first-team SEC-er. Like he's a matchup problem. I'm excited to see him get the bright lights on Sunday, and hopefully, you know, he can perform. But it feels good to have a competitive basketball team right now in December, and knowing that they're going to, you know, keep your interest through January, February, and, yeah, I think March as well.
I really hope so. I mean, it's off to a great start. I really hope it they can keep it up, because it's going to be fun to follow, especially in the months of January and February, which are the two worst months of the year.
We are, you know, firing up here at the station, Voluntary Reaction Basketball Edition. We're starting that in January. I know we've kicked around a couple of ideas for the North Carolina game, like, oh, should we try to do a watch party? Should we do a post-game show after that game? And I'm just decided, like, yeah, I'll do one if we can find a, you know, a sponsor big enough that, you know, we can blow it up and make it fun. But I was like, I kind of don't want to miss this game. And, you know, with the post-game show, you got to fire up right when it's over. Mm-hmm. This feels like such a big moment here in Knoxville for Rick Barnes and this basketball program. Because, look, quite frankly, since 2001, the basketball program has given you more enjoyable moments than the football program.
Since 01?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, and quite frankly, when it comes to my fandom, and look, we're fan-run radio. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend to be unbiased. Like, you guys like us because we're one of you, because we talk about it from a fan perspective. Like, people say that like it's a bad thing. No, we embrace it. Like, it's fan-run radio here. We're all about it.
Yeah, people get up on their high horse like they know more than everybody else,
yeah.
You know, because they're like, I'm looking at it from an unbiased
I'm a journalist.
An unbiased perspective.
Who cares?
Go to hell.
Since 2001, I've been a bigger Tennessee basketball fan than a Tennessee football fan.
I wouldn't say that for me.
I would. If not, it's been equal. But, I mean, it's given you so much better, so many more better moments that, like, it's mm-hmm. hard not to. Like, you get more passionate. Like, there haven't been very many more games of football. Like, maybe Florida last year.
Football's just so much bigger, though.
Georgia last year that I cared about more than the Sweet 16 game against Ohio State.
But have you ever had a basketball game that made you feel the way, you know, that two-game stretch last year, Florida and Georgia?
The Sweet 16 game. The Sweet 16 game against Ohio State in, was it 2010? That,
yeah.
Or 20, is it 2009? 2009, I think.
The one where they got to the Elite Eight?
Yes, it would be 09, 2010.
That
is that
the
right?
10, yeah, the yeah. 10 9, tournament. 10, yeah. Yeah.
I was living high then. I was living high then. Even last year, Konzo's last year when you the weekend where you blow out Massachusetts, then handle, was it Mercer after they beat Duke?
Had like the play-in game against Iowa and then UMass,
yeah,
and Mercer.
And I was there for Iowa's play-in game because I was living in Cincinnati at the time, so it was like an hour drive to Dayton. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go. Like, mm-hmm. That was a pretty fun week too for me.
Yeah. I agree. And then, of course, I mean, if we're talking since 01, I mean, you know, you go back to Pearl, there were tons of memories, not just the
– I don't know if I've had a bigger gut punch, and Drew Worley tweets it in. I don't know if I've had a bigger gut punch than losing that Michigan State game. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if a football game's hurt me that bad. Like, Texas A&M, oh, yeah. Maybe because I was there, but, like, Final Four on the line, you lose by 1 point. I want to go back and watch that game I never have, but I kind of want to just to watch Draymond, because you see what Draymond's turned into in the NBA, obviously, and that he talks trash. He was a freshman on that Michigan State team. I kind of want to go back and watch him, because, I mean, he had a decent game off the bench. Just kind of relive that. But, yeah, like, I don't know if a football game – maybe Texas A&M because I was there. Maybe Georgia 2013, you know, when Pig Howard fumbled across the goal line. I felt pretty low in those games, but
Florida
losing to Michigan –
Florida 2015 was bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
I think the
key for all those, like, for me, are I was there, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was there for Georgia 2013 when Pig Howard fumbled. I was there 2015 in the Swamp when we lost that game. I was there Oklahoma 2015.
Right. Yeah, me too.
I was there Texas A&M when you lose that 7-0, or, you know, you have, what, seven turnovers and lose that game.
Yeah.
Like, those all felt like big gut punches, but, you know, like I said, I wasn't there, and there was no real stakes to it.
To me, though, those are just so much bigger. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But those are so much bigger, more painful as a fan than any basketball loss has ever been for me. That's just me. But as far as the good memories, though, basketball, I think 08 Memphis got to be number one.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be number one. You remember how big that game was?
Yeah. I wish I was old enough. I was still in high school. I wish I was old enough to.
I remember it like it was yesterday, though.
To be old enough to get in. I wasn't even 18 yet, because it was what? Was it February? January?
Yeah.
Of 2008. You know, I turned 18 in March, so like I wasn't even able to go. I came close the next week. I was actually on the way to Vanderbilt when we were number one in the country. Like, I got in the car. I got in the car. I was making the drive. It was snowing. I had cash in my pocket because I'd bet a lot of money on us to beat Memphis. So, like, I was going to take those winnings. I was going to go buy good seats at Vandy, get in. And, like, it was snowing so bad, my friend's dad's like, no, you guys need to turn around. Like,
you were betting that big at 17?
Let's just go to break. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Last call here on the program. Been a fun Monday show. I don't know if you guys have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. If you missed any of it, check out foxsportsknoxville.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to iTunes. Search Fox Sports Knoxville. Hit that subscribe button. If you F with the vision, leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us reviews. Tell us you love us. We thrive on that. We can show sponsors and advertisers that, and convince them that, hey, yeah, we're just on this little AM station. Everyone puts us down, blah, blah, blah. Other media in town try to diminish what we do here, like all the time. All the time. Oh, the deepest, darkest pit of AM radio. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Whatever you need to say. Whatever makes you feel better.
Whatever makes you feel good about being so boring.
Yeah, what we do works. We this last 30 days, and look, obviously it's been a crazy 30 days. You've had the Shiano protest. You had the coaching surge. You had the AD surge. Like, it's been crazy. But, like, we did over 500,000 digital plays. 500,000 digital plays. Like, those numbers don't lie. So when you support us, you give us, like, concrete evidence. Like, hey, yeah, I can walk in to a meeting with sponsors and say, yeah, that's fine, yeah, we're on AM, but the people love us. The people that like us love us, and they download the WKGN app powered by Hops and Hollers, and they support all of our sponsors. So we appreciate you guys. I just sometimes get a little fired up thinking about it. But yeah, go subscribe on iTunes at Fox Sports Knoxville if you missed any of the show. We always put them up. Every show's put up. Split up into hours. Now everyone wants to split them up into hours, but you know, we're the first to do that.
Hour one, hour two, and hour three.
Yeah.
There's three of them every day.
Yeah. So what did we miss? What did we miss so far? You got any pump the brakes or keep rolling topics? You got any ready to fire up? This guy played 16 years in the pros. Ready to fire some up?
Pump the brakes and keep rolling.
You got any? You ready to go?
No. Okay. I actually don't.
Fake Joel Osteen runs into real Joel Osteen.
Pump your brakes, kid.
There is a investigator. Wait, no, wait. Scratch that. There is a imitator. Sometimes I get my eyes mixed up. There is an imitator. Think like, you know, the replica Hulk Hogan's. Think, you know, you've been to Vegas. Think the think the Vegas Strip. They got all the posers out there. Well, there's one for Joel Osteen. He goes to a Joel Osteen event. Night of Hope. He gets free parking. He gets in the venue. He takes pictures with all of Joel Osteen's fans. But it turns out, obviously, he is not Joel Osteen. He is an impersonator. And he runs into Joel Osteen. And then he had to apologize.
Joel Osteen didn't give him any money or anything for his efforts?
No, no. He should have got money from Joel Osteen's fans, though. Every day they look at me, and before they say anything, I go, "Joel?" And we both start laughing. And he goes, "Yeah, that's it, Joel." So he's like living up to it. If there was one person you'd like to imitate, who would it be?
If there was one person I could imitate?
That you could pass for. Any celebrities you think look like you? I've got a couple.
Belushi? Artie Lang? I don't know.
I could see Artie.
Artie looks rough, man. He looks rough right now.
I could see you as Artie.
I don't know. Some fat, funny guy, I guess. I don't know. If I was in Hollywood, I would be one of those, you know, I don't know, like Belushi types, you know? I don't know.
I feel like it'd be fun to dedicate your life to, like, pretending to be somebody else. Just, like, go around, pose. Like, you remember the video of the fake Conor McGregor? That was, like, riding around and then posing as Conor McGregor. The fake Klay Thompson, chubby Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I remember Klay Thompson.
Like, I think you're a loser if you do that, but at the same time, I get kind of the appeal of it. This guy looks like Joel Osteen, but he looks like 20 years younger. But he says he does it for the thrill. He wants to walk in to see, you know, what he can get away with. And sometimes it's amazing, like, what you can get by just pretending you belong. Like, every year when the Super Bowl is over, you hear the story of the guy with, like, fake credentials that basically gets into the Super Bowl for the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight. This guy said he basically just walked around with Mayweather's entourage all night. He pretended like he belonged. Just dressed the part and just
didn't. You just got to sell it.
Didn't stand out. So this guy says he just does it for kind of the thrill. He wants to see how far he can get. Have you ever snuck in anywhere before?
Snuck in anywhere? Oh, yeah. A million times. Like what? Like concerts, movies, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to sneak into the movie theater. That's probably the most common thing, I guess, but
how would you sneak in?
Nothing
the
too again? Rebellious. I would just, you know, to avoid paying for a ticket.
How would you do that? Just go in the back door.
Go in the back door. I'd have one of my buddies go in and there was, you know, just crack open the back door and let me in.
I don't think I've ever done it.
You haven't?
I get like anxious. I get nervous. I lock up. I start sweating. I got rosacea. My face gets real red. Like the only thing I can think of ever doing anything like that is like I would go to the movies. I would pay for one ticket. After it's over, go in the bathroom and then go to another movie.
I've done that too, yeah.
But I would pay for the original tickets. I was like, Then I buy popcorn and
two
drink.
Two for
I was like,
one.
We'll call it even.
Yeah.
We'll call it even.
Another thing I've done, you can just walk right by them. Like, it depends on the kind of theater you're at, but just walk right by them. And
especially
as long
as
you're confident, just walk by confidently. And they're not going to say anything to you. They're not going to be like, I'm sorry, do you have your ticket?
It's above the pay grade.
Like, I just walked through here 10 minutes ago. Did you not see me?
Yeah.
Like, I just handed you my ticket 10 minutes. You just got to be confident, you know?
Oh, I must have misplaced it.
I've done that a few times. That is pretty kind of nerve-wracking if they say something, but they're not going to say anything. They don't care.
It's above their pay grade. They don't care.
No, it's just a bunch of kids running a theater. They don't care.
Like, it's probably, you're not that much younger than me. Were you 21 when Tin Roof was open on the Strip?
Yeah, I believe so. It's been.
You're probably there at the very end of it. But when
I drank there. I don't know if I was 21 or not. How long has it been closed?
I don't know. I feel like I was like on like kind of its last legs, like in 2013. I guess.
Yeah.
I know it stayed open through like a little bit of 2014. So you might have been 21 at that point. But yeah, like before I was 21, sometimes me and a friend would just kind of go with people who were 21 and hop over the fence like outside.
Yeah.
And pretend like you belong, or just walk in that side door and just like act the part. That's happened before. But as far as like sneaking into events, I don't think I have the stomach for it. I get too nervous.
Did you ever have a fake ID for anything?
Yeah. But the way I did mine, I had one in high school. When I was in high school, I got two. I got one made for 19 and one made for 21.
So you got real ones.
Sort of,
like,
yeah.
Real fake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real fake. Some people just get one where they look like somebody.
That probably would have been the better route. I wasn't bald at the time, so it was a little bit tougher to find somebody that looks like me. Like, now that I'm bald and chubby, like, I could find a whole lot of like middle-aged men.
Yeah.
But at the time, I couldn't find anybody that kind of looked like me that would be like 22 college age. So yeah, there's a guy at UT that like actually had like a printing machine that he paid like 10 grand for that he would just print fake IDs. So yeah, I had one, and I would never try to buy alcohol with him though because I couldn't take it. I would just try to use my like 19 one to get like in bars and like underage places.
Well, like too much pressure.
Yeah, like I said, I got rosacea, man. Whenever like you would never hear it because you see me, you think I'm real outgoing, but I'm kind of shy. Like when I'm in situations that I don't know. So like when I'm in pressure, my face, it just gets blood red. All the blood just rushes in my face. I get lightheaded. I start sweating. I'm like, oh no, they know I'm lying. Because I can't control my emotions. Whenever I used to play a lot of poker, I would like wear a towel like over my face. It's like a poker face, like, you know, you have to act cool and calm. I like physically couldn't. My face would just get bloodshot red. So I'd have to wear like a towel over my head.
I've always thought the poker face was kind of a thing. Because you can almost do the opposite of a poker face and almost kind of, there's so much bluffing and so much, is he for real? Is he not for real? You know, just sit there and laugh like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're playing high enough stakes with good enough people.
Well, no.
It does change. I've played in a little bit bigger games where like, they know exactly what you have and you're just like, oh man, I'm not as good as I thought I was. I got to get out of here. So I just don't think
they can see the lies in your eyes.
That'll do it for us today. Good job by you, Cody. Good job by Ben. Clay Travis, Outkick the Coverage up next. Russell Smith, the Drive Guys. Overtime from 6 to 8. Stay locked in on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio.